Cameron County judge backs refinery project, but no incentives. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino Jr. said he supports a proposed refinery at the Port of Brownsville, describing it as a potential source of jobs and economic growth, while urging careful planning, transparency, and environmental protection as the project moves forward. I took my time to digest this before making a statement, because we need to pause for a moment and truly analyze what may be about to happen in Cameron County, Trevino said. Let me be clear, I am in favor of this. This could be a good thing for Cameron County and could bring significant investment and opportunity to our region. The proposed refinery, described as the first new U.S. refinery in nearly 50 years, could generate thousands of construction and permanent jobs if completed. Trevino said the scale of the development could significantly change the region. If developments like this move forward as expected, Cameron County is on the path to becoming a major metropolitan area, much like Houston, Dallas, or San Antonio, he said, noting that growth could increase housing demand, infrastructure needs, and property taxes. Trevino emphasized that environmental concerns must remain a priority. We must also be mindful of the environmental impact that a project of this scale could have on our region, he said. We must remain vigilant in protecting our land, our air, and our water, and ensure our community is safeguarded from any potential hazards. He also raised concerns about how the project was communicated to the public. If this project has truly been in the works for many years, it is fair for the citizens of Cameron County to ask why the community is only now hearing about it in such a sudden way, Trevino said. He added that residents deserve to be informed and engaged in conversations that will shape the future of our region, and pointed to shifting estimates about the project's scale, saying, "People deserve clear and honest answers." Trevino said he does not support tax incentives for the refinery. "And let me be clear on one more thing, I will not support tax incentives for this project," he said. "Since this project has been announced and is supposedly coming to the Port of Brownsville, and we are no longer competing with any other area for this project, it should stand on its own, without asking taxpayers to subsidize it." He concluded by stressing that projects of this size result from long-term collaboration. "This is also not the work of any one person," Trevino said. "Progress of this magnitude is always the result of years of effort by many, from local leaders and institutions to state and federal partners." He added that the opportunity requires responsible planning and public involvement, calling it a historic moment for Cameron County that must be approached with transparency and community engagement.